This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us once again. We chat some swimming on today's podcast as we head back to Canada to catch up with Martin Caron. Before I do that, though, this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Audible.com. If you haven't checked out Audible.com, I'm taking it you love podcasts. You're probably going to love audiobooks as well. If you haven't picked up Chrissy Wellington's To the Finish Line, do yourself a favor. Definitely worth a listen and a read, and you can get it for free right now. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/book. And if you sign up for a free 30-day trial, we'll throw in your first book. You can grab that one. That's Chrissy Wellington, To the Finish Line. Also, her book, Life Without Limits, is available there as well. Fantastic read or listen. If you want to check it out, just head over to thekonaedge.com/book. All the details are there. Coming up on today's podcast, as I said, we head up north to Canada to catch up with Martin Caron. You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some swimming. We head back to British Columbia now to catch up with Martin Caron. Martin, welcome onto the podcast once again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brad. You're welcome.
Martin, your swim is an interesting one because out of the three disciplines, it's definitely your worst. But it is something that you've had to work really hard at because when you got into the sport, you couldn't swim.
I couldn't swim to save my life. It took me a few sessions before I can swim 50 meters without taking a break. That was that bad. So going from 50 meter to 3,800 was quite a bit of a challenge.
I love that because it gives the rest of us hope. So hearing that you really struggled with a swim, it just goes to show that even if you do have a really big weakness, if you work on it, you can still qualify and race in Kona.
Yes, it's there's still the bike and the run. Swim is 10%. So if you're not so good at 10% of the race and you're really good at 90%, odds are pretty good, apparently.
Tell me about some of the things you've had to do to really improve your swim. Like, talk me through that process.
Well, I started to swim with the Titans Triathlon Club, the Masters in Squamish. So in the lane one with the weaker people that are actually learning, worked my way up every year, slowly but surely. And put in some big hours. As soon as I start doing 10 to 12,000 meter a week, start to seeing more improvement. Basically, I swam a lot with a bad technique to start with. Unfortunately, I gained a lot of fitness with that bad stroke and then start over. Went to see a guy in Pentington, Jonathan Caron, ex-pro, a good swimmer. We did some video analysis. Showed me my biggest problem, my catch, my breathing, my legs were down. So we worked on that, did about a month with him. And now I'm still working on what I learned, trying to get better. But swimming is very technical, and sometimes you got to go deeper than just some drills. Doesn't mean it's going to work. Need to see yourself in the water, as I learned that I really don't look like I taught.
Sometimes it's not pretty, but unfortunately, you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. And then you just need to put the time in. Even though I know what I should be doing, you still need to put some big hours, and that's going to happen.
Do you wish if you could go back and start again, would you have gone for that technical help sooner?
With what I know now, I would have probably start with that. Yeah. I would have spent the money. Actually, it's not spending the money, it's investing the money. I would invest the money into some technique, some one-on-one camera. You got to see what you're doing, work on it, and that would be my go-to I would have done 5 years ago when I started.
How much faster would you have been, Martin?
I don't know if I would be much faster. I would be much more economical on energy, for sure.
Yeah,
I think I'd probably be... Right now, if I'd started right, I'd probably be at least a minute 25 to a minute 30 per 100 easily without a wetsuit, which would have put me at the front, a little bit better position to start the bike.
How much has your swim improved? I mean, from your first Ironman to now, I mean, have you had big improvements time-wise?
First Ironman was about an hour 10, which nobody understood how I made it that fast at the moment. Now, last three Ironman, I was just slightly under an hour with the wetsuit. And in Kona, first year was a disaster. I went an hour 16. I swam a lot of extra meter.
Just tell people you were looking at the fish. That's what it is.
Yeah. And the last year, I went 1 hour 7 in Kona, which was 9 minute progress in 2 years. That's pretty good, considering how bad it was. And this year, really hoping to make it close to the 1 hour swim. And that'll give me a much better start on the bike.
What's your favorite workout to do in the water? What do you love doing?
Favorite workout, I do 40 times 50 meter with 10 seconds rest. That's in the pool. In the lake, I like to do 1,000 kilometer easy, 2,000 meter with paddle, hard, and 1,000 meter easy to cool down, just focus on my stroke, and that'd be my go-to workout in the lake, open water. I used to really hate swimming, and now I get those little speakers. I can listen to music while I swim, so makes me go a little bit longer. It's a great thing.
What are you using? I'm actually looking for one. Which one are you using?
I don't know. Somebody got it for me. They felt bad for me. $90 and you download your music on it. You get about 3 hours of battery and can use it for a couple of workouts at least before you recharge the thing. It's wireless. It's just in the speaker. It's great.
Sounds brilliant. Martin, say again.
No idea what it's called.
As long as it works, that's all that matters.
Somebody put the music on it for me.
As long as the music's good, that's what's important.
Yeah, I might have to change a few things on that.
Martin, how often, I mean, from a split perspective, obviously you're lucky Canada, there's some amazing open water swimming. How often do you get into open water? Do you try and go as often as you can?
Well, I'm starting my Kona training block this week. Started yesterday, and now it's officially my focus. That'll be a 14-week training block. I'm really planning on swimming about four times a week with a total of roughly 16,000 meters. That'd be the goal. Really gonna try to step it up, and four times a week. If I'm lucky, I'll go five. But yeah, I like my cycling quite a bit. So.
Well, we'll save your cycling for next time. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about what you've done on the bike. We'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.